Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is laying out his strategy to combat what he calls the epidemic of gun violence and other crime in the U.S. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Biden outlined details of his proposal after meeting with the Attorney General and other officials today at the White House.
President Biden says strict background checks, a ban on assault weapons, and community policing programs are some examples of policies that work to reduce violent crime. Speaking at the White House, Biden also announced a zero-tolerance policy for gun dealers who willfully violate the law.
If you willfully fail to run a background check, if you willfully falsify a record, if you willfully fail to cooperate with the tracing requests or inspections, my message to you is this: we'll find you.
Biden also warned that the easing of pandemic restrictions may mean the typical summer spike in crime may even be more pronounced than usual. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
There's evidence the coronavirus pandemic has had a major effect on longevity in the U.S. That's according to a study released today by British Medical Journal. Study estimates between 2018 and 2020, overall U.S. life expectancy fell by almost 2 years. Hispanics had the greatest decline, using 3.88 years. Life expectancy for non-Hispanic blacks fell 3.25 years. By comparison, non-Hispanic whites lost 1.36 years of life expectancy. Study authors from Virginia Commonwealth University say the pandemic erased progress made over the past 20 years, reducing the gap in life expectancy between black and white populations in the U.S. The head of the U.S. Border Patrol is leaving, another sign the Biden administration is remaking the immigration bureaucracy from the top to bottom and ousting Trump loyalists. NPR's John Burnett reports Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott announced his departure today on social media.
Rodney Scott was the hard-charging sector chief in San Diego before moving to Washington to take over the Border Patrol and pledge loyalty to all of former President Donald Trump's controversial policies, from the border wall to remain in Mexico. The 29-year veteran said in a farewell email to co-workers that he was being reassigned, a federal official confirmed to NPR. Border Patrol agents have complained that Biden has reversed all of Trump's policies and lost control of the border. Biden is purging leadership at the Homeland Security Department. He has nominated the Tucson police chief to lead Customs and Border Protection and the Harris County, Texas sheriff to run Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Both were openly critical of Trump's handling of immigration. John Burnett, NPR News.
National Football League is apparently looking at the idea of selling stakes in some of its media properties. That's according to a report in the Wall Street Journal, paper citing a letter from the league to team owners saying the move would seek to expand the reach of the NFL TV networks and digital services. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 71 points. This is NPR. A new study finds more than half the buildings in the U.S. are in disaster hotspots. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports people are concentrated in places that are prone to risk for flooding, fires, and other hazards.
The cost of damage from floods, wildfires, and hurricanes has skyrocketed in recent years. Climate change is partly to blame. It's driving more severe disasters. But a new study finds that where people live is also part of the problem. Researchers analyzed millions of buildings in the contiguous U.S. and found that nearly 60% of them are in places that are extremely prone to natural disasters. And new development is happening faster in disaster hotspots than in the rest of the country. The findings apply to both rural and urban areas. Urban areas are more likely to be hotspots for hurricane activity, while rural developments are more likely to be flood or fire prone. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
The owners and insurers of a large container ship that turned sideways, blocking the Suez Canal for nearly a week, have reached agreement in principle over their dispute with canal authorities. That's according to representatives from both sides. The group representing the vessel's owners and insurers and the Suez Canal Authority confirming the development. The dispute centers on the compensation amount the canal authorities claiming for the salvage of the vessel ever given, which ran aground in March and blocked the busy waterway to traffic for 6 days. Crude oil futures prices continue to move modestly higher with the summer driving season underway in the U.S. Oil up 23 cents a barrel today to end the session at $73.08 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.